Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to Awakenings. Welcome all of you that are tuned in live and listening through Cosmic Dimensions, and welcome to all of you that I see in the chat already and on the phone lines, and welcome wonderful travelers upon the path that are listening later in the archives and via iTunes. I'm your host, Michelle Mache, and you have switched in, tuned into, surfed into part of the Converging Flow, a place where you can connect in and share your insight, your understanding on the path that's unfolding for you. And it's a place to renew and refresh and perhaps to be inspired and share that inspiration, take it out into the world. Awakenings Radio highlights conscious living for conscious lives. It's a place for living awake and reinforcing that. So important, isn't it, to reinforce. And Awakenings is an interactive live internet radio program that focuses also on grounding our spiritual practice and so that we're living more spiritually integrated. And being that I'm saying that it's live, that means that you can definitely call in, and we'd love your calls. The number, call-in number, is 347-539-5122. And many listen via chat, or you can also listen just by clicking the listen button on the computer. And if you click to listen and you have a question or you're in the chat, just type in caps and then I will know that you have a question. It'll get my attention. It really is interactive. And in fact, I've got to share with everyone that's listening right now is that we've really, Jackie Crone and the Animal Communicator and Animal Coach, I like that, instead of behaviorist, she said she coaches the animal beings and the people, the human beings. She really loved connecting with everyone and said for me to share that, so it was really nice. She said there was a wonderful mix of people, you know, great consciousness, great calls, love the calls. That's Awakenings. That's the people. I mean, because you guys really make Awakenings. It's not doesn't just happen on its own. The unfolding happens because of all of our consciousness, you know? That's a big part of what's the realization. That's a big part of the wakening up, is that you begin to see that life is not static, that it's changing. I had, you know, on that note, that just reminded me, yesterday had a conversation, and this ties in actually with what Jackie was talking about, the animal communicator, and I was mentioning that, you know, sometimes I'll just follow Yoshi or I'll let her, you know, take me, you know, she's real good about that, you know, and she knows to keep walking with me if need be, or, you know, or like today I said, shorter walk, let's go, got Awakenings to do, to connect in with. But yesterday was walking, and she wanted to go down this certain little road that leads to another part of the beach and little walkthrough. So I just went with it, and we were sitting down, and she's been wanting lately to sit down at the beach, which gives me time to meditate, tweet to everybody, but also to meditate and you know, talk to people and such. And some people come by walking their dog. We start chatting, and then this woman that we'd seen before with her dog, and her dog and Yoshi were just wonderfully getting along. Her dog's named Faith. And then this guy came along, and he's just like indigo being, indigo guy, you know, with his, you know, with the animal beings, and just all the dogs are loving him. And so it's a triangle of us. There's three of us that are left. Everybody else kind of walked by and flowed, and then we just kind of remained and talking. And all of a sudden I mentioned something, I said something that we're talking about, you know, when animal beings leave, you know, and it's okay, they're going to a better place. And I said, well, actually, they're still with us, you know, dimensionally. The mimic can't pick them up and hold them unless you manifest their form again, you know. And so we're talking, and he said, oh, I can tell you know, or you know a lot, or you're dialed in. He goes, and sometimes it's just best not to say anything. I go, yeah. And I said, it's good to know that you know. So we were just had this like little language going on, and then the women started talking. We started talking about astrology. Turns out we do similar work, and so we were talking, and it was this amazing exchange of energy. And then he asked me what I thought of Nostradamus, and I paused for a while, and I said, I think he hit on some great things. I said, just like any psychic channel or, you know, or prophet, you can, you know, hit on some things. And I said, but, you know, not everything is going to unfold as written or as was thought. And then he went on to say, you know, how, you know, listening to him or Nostradamus or Fawn is very powerful, and what's happening on 2012 and the predictions. And I said, well, not all of them have come true and not all of them will, because we have a mitigating consciousness. I said, our consciousness can evolve and is actually leaping. It's stretching, if you will. And, you know, and I said, I don't have anything really against him. I think some of the people that follow him so to the letter, and it's all really cataclysmic and doom and gloom. And I said, my feeling and what I'm seeing is that when predictions happen or prophecy happens at a certain time period, they're getting a glimpse, but they're not taking in account the new innovations, the new consciousness, the new way of being that is coming in, and they're essentially reading the consciousness that is coming and the shifts that are coming in, but they're reading it through the filters of where they are at now and the people and the population. And I liken it to trying to, you know, years ago, what is it, 20 years ago, have, you know, in your typing class, and somebody saying, soon you're going to be able to do this thing called texting. You're going to be able to type a message and send it to me. Okay, if you roll back the time, you know, those of you that remember typing class, if you roll back the time, what image would come to your mind? Is there going to be a, how are we going to carry this typewriter around? How are we going to do it? Are we going to do, you know, there's a huge gap there, and that gap is, it's not just creativity or innovation, it's consciousness. Because our inventions come from consciousness. The things that happen in our life come from consciousness. You know, the government we have came from consciousness, all of our consciousness. So the changes come from consciousness. You know, and then I went on to express to him that it's, you know, the 2020, it's already happening. It's already, the 2012 was a number thereabouts. But we are already in the shift. We're co-creating the shift. We are being activated and accelerated in the shift. And people are decoding. The energetic matrix through the DNA is being decoded, for some people more quickly. Some, you know, it's the pace is different. The timing is different. So that was, you know, interesting for me to hear that a lot of people, you know, have that misconception. They forget that they're in the mix. We're all in the mix. So what we think, what we focus on, really does count. Really is shifting consciousness. Really is shifting awareness, and that makes us very empowering. It's a very powerful time right now. Very fertile time. So be aware of your thoughts. Be aware of where you're putting your attention. Be aware of your presence. And I am by no means saying don't think negatively, you know, or only think positively and stuff it. It's just to bring awareness when certain thoughts or ideas come in, instead of just taking it as so. Even what I'm saying, instead of just saying, yeah, that's true, that's it. Savor it a little bit. look at it, contemplate, really think, and then say, is that so? Because, you know, after I talked to this guy, John was his name, and I could tell he was very dialed in, but didn't yet have the training or the tutelage or the life experience, or he hadn't been working in, you know, sometimes, you know, especially for indigos coming in, they may have an awareness, but they don't have a context yet for that awareness. So they just sometimes just believe everything, that seeker mode. And part of that, at peace is saying in the chat, that's a constant mind workout for me, Michelle. Yeah, it's just contemplation, meditation in a sense. It's an awareness. The thing is, when we're seeking, wherever we are on our path, when we're seeking, when we're studying, when we're opening up, it's to take that information in, but then to weigh it with our internal knowing and also to weigh it with the bigger truths. Because when I'm, you know, express what I expressed to John at the beach about that, you know, the situations are changing and not everything will happen as it is or has it happened as many predict, and that we're already in the shift. That's not going to happen all of a sudden, you know, at the winter solstice. He said, oh, he thought about it. And he said, you know what? That really makes sense. We things are always changing. We are always evolving and growing. And I said, yeah. So people that are stuck in prophecy that it's going to happen this way or that way are being very literal, and they're really missing the bigger picture, that it's the prophecy as a context. And even if something does happen that is predicted or prophesized, it doesn't have to be, a lot of times it's not in the same way, and it doesn't have to be as extreme. So think about it. Back in the time of, let's say, Nostradamus or even Jesus, to prophesize a whole land being wiped out, well, when you only have a land of a few thousand people, and that's all you know, and you don't realize that there are other people on the other part of the globe, to you, your whole village getting wiped out, or the three villages next to you getting wiped out, is the whole world getting wiped out. So, common sense. Check it out. What we're listening to, check out what you're hearing, check out what you're reading, check it with your own little psychic barometer to see. You know what? Insert yourself into it. Insert yourself and say, what about me? I'm not thinking that way. I'm not wanting to live that life. I'm co-creating something else. Because where there's one of you thinking like you, there is 10, there is 100, there is 1,000, there is 10,000, there's 100,000, there's 1,000,000. So when we have a thought, when we connect into something, because we're all connected, but because that thought has a waveform and a frequency that locks it into a pattern, it's literally hanging in the universe in a constructed form. It's a mental construct. So that mental construct is created by more than one person, whether you act upon it or not. It's constructed by, in other words, for it to become reality, there has to be more than one person. That's why in the Bible and metaphysically we say, you know, where two or one are gathered, I am there. So we draw in by that consciousness, by that group agreement. So you can bet if you're thinking it, others are thinking it and feeling it, and that's what you want to ride. That's the wave that we want. That's the wave you want to, that you want to ride, because you want to know that you are making a difference. Otherwise, we all wouldn't be here as light workers. We wouldn't be doing what we're doing if it didn't make a difference. We wouldn't have come back to do this. Many of you wouldn't have taken on the contracts, whether consciously or energetically. So all the healing that we do is creating that more life-enhancing reality. You know, in a sense that that's what a visionary is. It sees beyond what is present. It has vision. A visionary sees beyond the eyes. It can be said, you don't need eyes to see, but you need clear vision. We need clear vision, and that's part of the reason we all connect with each other, is to wipe the window, wipe the filters, to allow our vision to be clearer, to make our vision clearer. And when I speak a little louder, I speak up and my vision is clearer, that allows someone else's vision to be clear. And then they speak up a little louder and that clears somebody else's vision. And then we have that wonderful clarity. We have more, that's what light is. We have more light, which allows more love on the planet, which releases more energy to co-create these wonderful creations that we're creating and living in. So it is, we're not doing this for no reason. We're not doing this for naught. We really are making a difference. Otherwise, we wouldn't have this system set up. So I think when you remember that, then you go, wow, that's true. So some of this is not even going to apply, you know. Let's clear the windshield so we can have a clearer journey. You know, we're all in our vehicles, our body vehicles, the etheric body, the physical body. We're in our body vehicles, allowing more of the light body or the Merkaba to be experienced and expressed through us. It's already there. There's no needing to connect to it. There's a to align to it, but it's already there. All of this is already there. We're simply allowing it to come through into the structure and form that is on this dimension, this planet. Sylvia's putting in the chat, windshield wiper is working. Yeah, get that windshield wiper working so we can have clear vision. Lovely to see all of you coming in the chat. I see you and also on the phone lines. It's wonderful to connect with all of you. Today, speaking of vision and visionary, we have a favorite person, he's in the chat as well, to all of you. We have today Maui Shaman, Paulo D'Oro, and who is definitely not just is a light worker and shaman, but also very much a visionary and definitely has clear vision. It helps me clear my vision as well. Hello, Paulo.
Hello.
Hello. I can hear you. How's your, is your windshield wiper working?
Oh, it, both are going.
Full force?
Yes, very full force. One cannot, let's say, there's I haven't found the knob where to turn it down a little bit, you know. Yes, but I'm maybe that
Ooh,
needs to
true.
The knob.
Now.
You know?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think you were ahead of your time on that one. Because,
well,
yeah,
you know, I love what you were saying. And basically, there's a little, you know, through our friends and through our mirrors in life, I would like to share this one little quote, I guess it is. I don't know if it's a quote by anybody, but it's a kind of an anonymous quote. And it says, if you don't think you can make a difference, try sleeping with a mosquito in your room. You know, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. It's that tiny, tiny part of us that really can make a difference. And all, and as you say, it passes on, you know, yes. So thank you. Thank you for inviting me to play and vision and
yes, to be in our spiritual playground, as a little light says.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, one of the things, it's interesting with getting more clarity, it allows more light to come in, and that light not only energizes us, but as I was saying, gives us that vision, that clarity, that clearness to see not just what's in front of us, but our own truth. You know.
Yes, very true. Yes, it's an interesting thing to vision. As you were stating, that vision, you need to bring it through the filter. You need to bring it through what is this your housing? What is your experience? Many, many matrix of levels that vision comes through, and basically, disparity, you need to recognize it. That's one thing. You need to recognize and put a basis. This is clear for me. This would be a good start for a lot of people to say, because you can go on visioning and saying, oh, the truth and all of that. But where do you say, okay, let's put a halter on this. The windshield's clean. now it's time to drive. You know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, when is it, you know, for some of us, it's never clean enough. It's never, the windshield's squeaking, let's oil it. Well, you know, okay, all of that. And you do your due diligence. You do what the body requires you to do and go on living and go on being. But that vision that lies in there enhances everything that you do and every place and every thought that you do. It encompasses, vision encompasses, at least for me, I speak. It encompasses everything I am. And it's really interesting because as we kind of putting a theme on today's show about the colors, and I just come alive with color. I remember being a child and sitting in a movie theater when everything was black and white, the movies were black and white, and we, the audience, or at least I added the color. Oh, that woman's dress was green, and oh, I can see the blue sky. And then I went back to the movies, and it was the first movie in color cinema, whatever they called it. And it was amazing because then you just sat back, and you were kind of almost separate from their vision, their type of, because you weren't adding at that point. And it was real interesting. I noticed this effect right away on things, how everything became brilliant, but almost the work was done for you. And so I thought, well, no, that's not it. I'm going to, you know, okay, so that dress is green, but, you know, it could be a little paler. It doesn't really, it clashes with the sofa. And my little judgmental place came out inside me, and I thought, wow, Paula, you're really attached to all of that. And I thought, well, I don't want to focus my life on that, but it was a real effect on me. It was a very much effect on me. And then, to top it off, then came in the television. And I was sitting with my friends and everything. Television was a big thing. It was like you moved in a Rolls Royce into your living room. Everybody came over, neighbors crowded up. It was a place to gather. The radio was the place before, but now it was the television. And people were describing their televisions like a new car or a new house. Oh, mine's blonde and mine has this and that. And this box moved into us, and then on the box were these people. And I turned, I was like four or five, I turned to my mother, and so she said. And I said, who are these people, and who invited them into our house? which is really true, and it goes back to where you were saying, think your thoughts. Your thoughts are powerful, as that mosquito. Your thoughts can manifest if you concentrate on and build that thought. It's like the term I use, kind of like, oh, when you buy a Toyota, then you start noticing what a Toyota is because you start seeing all these Toyotas on the road, and it's the same kind of thing. We emanate this energies, and we emanate them in ways that people pick up on the energies. And they emanate energies, and therefore, and it goes like a puddle in a stream, you know, it builds. But therefore, we have this box talking to us and bringing us all over the world. We had Hawaii, we had this, we had that. And there was one movie that popped up, and it was black and white. And I thought, oh, great, because actually television was black and white in the beginning. And I kind of felt real comfortable with that. And this movie came on, and then I kind of had my old familiar self arise again and go, oh, now I can visionize through that little box now. I don't have to go to a theater and put up with all the other part of it. I can kind of have a secret relationship with my experience on their vision, whoever's coming. And so it became a part of our lives. Television became, in many sense, many people's babysitters, and maybe, who knows of the relationships that were created. And now we have a time where things are breaking down in a sense. the media is breaking down, radios are breaking down, the new kind of box is the computer. And that even breaks down. You can just kind of, you can be going along happily, like, you know, in the Sound of Music, and pretty soon you have this blackout, if we, you know, and all things are erased. And then the funny one that came up, oh, we have a, what is it, that virus. Oh, the virus, we get a virus and my computer is all, you know. And I just laugh at all these terminologies because this was the way we dealt with the media. This is the way we
it's a virus.
Conversation. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And if you think about it, the viruses or miasms that are happening etherically can begin to take hold physically, and or also what can happen is there doesn't necessarily have to be, there may not be a virus really happening etherically, but it is created physically as an experience, as an as an experience. You follow what I'm saying? So it can be a man-made.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
You know, Paulo, something that you're saying I want to go back to that I think is so important, that just really kind of woo, ding, 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 ding. This whole idea when you said, who are these people we invited into our house?
Yeah.
And with the television. And I think it's so important, that spiritual discernment, that people begin to ask, who am I inviting into my mind right now? You know, by the books you're reading, what you're believing, you know, are they welcome guests? Are they guests that are life enhancing to you? Or are they guests that are scaring the, you know what, out of you? Which, you know, who,
exactly.
Right? Because when you're reading a book or listening to someone talk, you're inviting them in your mind as a guest to take house there, to take up there.
Exactly. And you really are not in control of it. You really are not. Another memory pops up, you know, and I don't know how many I share this with, but you come across, you're watching a program, and all of a sudden Lassie doesn't come home, and you're bawling like you, the last dog on earth did not come home, and therefore there's a release, there's a catharsis happening, which was not prepared for, or it would not have happened. So there's that part, too, that, yes, you know, realize what your intentions are. Intentions are a very big part of our lives now because they're on a place of spontaneity. They're on a place of the visionary, walking in that place where, you know, if you kind of, a metaphor, if you're climbing a tree, you kind of see the next branch to grab and all that, and you know, I'm going up, you know, because I'm climbing. But when you look down from a very high tree, as I've once found myself, And there's no, the branches kind of blend, and there's no real clarity into how one descends. So if you look at that as a metaphor, if you look at that as a power, that going upward, oh, and I have a lovely, lovely, I have to interject one, I have a lovely, lovely teacher, Yugoslavian grandmother, and she said to me, she said, Paulo, because I would strive. I wanted to do this, and I wanted to do that. Paulo was going to rearrange the planet if he could, and all of that when I was very young. And she said, Paulo, she said, you know, I love that you reached for the moon. I love that you reached for the sun. And she said, you know why? And I said, no, I don't know why. And she said, because if you didn't get the sun and if you didn't get the moon, you'll at least be up in the stars.
And
it was very lovely.
Yes.
It was very lovely. So in other words, it told me, well, screw my destination. It's my journey that I'm enjoying. It's my journey each day that I am here that I can share with all of you wonderful people, that the journey is what it's really about. The journey is how we make that journey. How do we make that journey? Do we see it like we need to strive to that journey, to do whatever we can? Well, then there's those people that hold that space. And others say, well, I'm just enjoying this movement, this transition. And as you were stating, yes, all of that is right here. All of that, the 2012, everything is Einstein said. If you can think it, it is here. It is real. And I paraphrase Einstein, sorry. But... But it is. Anything that is thought is there. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to grab on if you feel so affinity to it. And everyone right now has that opportunity, just as you on the beach, having that opportunity, because having a space open to the opportunity first, allowing a space of opportunity to happen, it's very important. It's a very important place
to
play.
You have to allow that space.
You have to allow that space. You have to allow even the space for the fart in church. You have to you have to allow these cathartic moments of release.
Exactly. That's it. Well, it's releasing that energy.
Yes. It's true.
Now, one thing we're going to connect in with, and people are feeling the transmissions right now, which is great, that some of you that have been in the chat before know of this, that we're do a lot of alignment work here. So, because we're all working with the subtle energy, connecting in subtly. So it's not just, when you come to awakenings, it's not just about talk. I really love working with subtle energy. So, and all of you, in a sense, we've already all connected and decided to meet here at this time in this non-local connecting. We're connecting in the etheric field. So you will be feeling your upper chakras opening and aligning more so that your own healing light energy from source, the color, the ray that's right for you, can come in more prominently. So, Paula, one of the things we've talked about before when we wanted to share with everyone was about that rainbow that's inside everyone. And we're going to be connecting in with learning how to draw in the energies you need through the prism of light, because it is, we are working with light energy, color, and tone, sound. These are different manifestations, different vibrations and wavelengths, vibrational frequencies or resonances of source. So can you speak a little bit on that?
Okay. Well, if you imagine yourself, first of all, that everything right now inside of you at this time, at this moment, has everything in it. Everything in this equation is here for you. It is not something you have to strive for. And I can speak about being in the energy or the emanations of what we call color. And I feel that we have so much. We have so much in information in these days. We have so much that really is like having a television, almost like a hologram around us. All this information is just comes with us. We don't need the little box in the room, because everywhere we look is information. And if you allow yourself to just know that and also take charge of that, take your power in that and say, okay, all this information is also an oracle. It also has all this meaning, and if I need to dip into that energy to find a solution, in a sense, or a reasoning or justification or however you want to call it, well, it emanates. It emanates a color, and it emanates a sound, and it emanates vibration. And if you allow yourself to know that who you are right now, right where you are right now, is emanating that. You are emanating a certain energy that is vibrating out there. And therefore, if you go out to pick out your paper in the morning and somebody smiles, well, that smile is an emanation of where you are at. Or that frown from the neighbor next door is an emanation of what your energies are seeing. So you're seeing this mirror around you. And so right now, if you would like to come on a journey with me and Michelle and everyone, just realize that, as I said, everything inside of us is here right now for this journey. And imagine that we're, our bodies are just floating, are just floating out there in a very safe, wonderful experience. Go back to a place where you just felt that release, that exhale, that aha moment, that not I moment, but the we moment, the one moment, where it's just a wonderful place inside. We all have that place. We all have that whole place inside of us. And imagine you're taking now all the thoughts around you, all those mirrored images around you from people, from stories you've heard, from what that informational level is, and you begin to take them out, and put those thoughts and keep corralling them, gathering them until they become like this manifest of a kind of a black, kind of, because it's crowded, it's dense from energies, from all these thoughts that we've had in our lives and in our beings. And we collect these thoughts. Put them out there now. Put them out there, floating out there. And then allow yourself to say, okay, this is just an energy field in itself. And now I am the artist. Each and every one of us is our artist. This is not a rehearsal. This is life. This is the pulsating vibration of movement, which is life. And so we move now. Take our hands or take our energy and begin to play like you have just discovered the first finger painting. And you're moving this energy of this energy of thoughts and patterns and, oh, whatever it entails. And you move it, start to move it to all the corners of your canvas, start to just play with it, and begin to notice that the forms start to form there. There's just patterns or sways, and just familiarize yourself with this movement, this flow. And now bring that into your body, because that energy is the flow inside you. You are this flow. You're this ever-changing ribbon of energy. And then you begin to see, as you break up this mass, that there are slight differentiations. Now there's shadows, and there's denser places, and begin to play with that. And then realize that you being the artist, you being the co-creator, the place inside you that moves and creates, bring some color, bring some place in that place of the warmth and happiness, the joy. Bring that to your canvas, whether it be any of the colors of the spectrum of the rainbow. Bring that in. Bring your favorite color. And bring it in and begin to play with that. And play with that. And now, also, we have to begin to know, again, where do we stop? Where do we stop and say, oh, okay, I'm done. Well, we're just going to imagine we are done now. And now, take that canvas and envelop yourself in that canvas. Lay it like you're laying down. Lay that canvas on top of you. And then begin to notice where these places and how they're relating to your body. Is there a place of color by your hip? Is there something happening on your forehead? Just begin to look at that relationship to your vessel, your temple, and begin to notice that this color is the healing mirror. And use this as your oracle. This color for me happens to be green. And green is centered right in my heart. And I feel that energy in my heart. And notice how those energies correspond to your feelings. Bring them into your body now. Bring it in like you are doing ritual. You are marking this as a sacred place. You're marking this as your map, your oracle inside you. And now take that venture inside you and begin to notice how that colors affect you, how they interplay in your life, how it all becomes you, and you become all. It's a reflection. You are the reflection. And then bring that color back out like a flag. Flay it up into the stars. Bring it out. Fling it out. fling it out into the universe for everyone to see your canvas, everyone to know this is your energy, no matter what it is, and therefore begin to see how it flows into other canvases and see how they mesh and play, just like kites being a very good metaphor, how they dance with each other, and realize we are all on this sacred dance, a dance of color, a dance of sound, a dance of love, light, dark. The words aren't important. The dance is. Enjoy your dance.
Begin to bring your attention and focus into that heart-lung area of your body. Allow yourself to go into the center, right there in between the in-breath and the out-breath, and center inside. You're now aligning to your own internal timing, your own inner rhythm. Connecting into your signature pace and pattern. As you connect into the Anahata center, bring your awareness a little deeper inside. As you begin to breathe in, bring your awareness into the fourth chakra so that you're connecting into the Anahata center. So that you're feeling the love of God through your life. Breathe in, and in your own mind, begin to feel the love of God through your life path. In your own mind, your own way, say, I am breathing in the love of God through my own life path. As you breathe out, feel that love inside you as you begin to feel it emanating out through the heart chakra. And bring your awareness to the fifth chakra, right there to the throat. Breathing in, begin to feel and hear your truth. Begin to speak your truth. As you breathe into the fifth chakra, say in your own mind, in your own way, I hear and speak my truth. I live my truth. As you breathe in, say, I hear and speak and live my truth. As you breathe out, feel that truth as the embodiment as you. And breathing in, bring your awareness to the sixth chakra, the forehead, the third eye. Begin to feel that energy opening in that center. As you breathe in, feel that clear vision. As you breathe out, feel the actions, an extension of that clear vision. So as you're breathing into the sixth chakra, say in your own mind, in your own way, I now have clear vision and am living that vision. As you breathe in, say, I now have clear vision and am living that vision. As you breathe out, feel that vision that you're living your life. Bringing your attention and focus to the crown chakra, the top of the head, begin to feel that funnel of light opening upward and outward. Feel a connection there. As you breathe in, begin to say in your own mind, your own way, I am divinely guided. all that I need and want is right here, right now. I am divinely guided. And as you breathe out, feel that divine guidance in your actions. Now as you begin to ascend and expand upward and outward, you connect into that solar angel that's guiding you and directing you on a soul level. At this point, you can begin to ask what you need and want. The little you, the personality you, what is needed and wanted, and you can ask this from the soul place. You can also begin to ask what ray you are, what ray did you come in, what light ray. Are you working on willpower, inspiration? Are you coming in the love ray energy, the heart chakra? Are you coming in on the third ray of activating principles? Are you coming in the fourth ray, harmony and beauty? Are you coming in on the fifth ray, knowledge, science, inspired through knowledge and science? Are you coming in on the sixth ray, drawing in the ideal, the indigo ray, the focus of devotion? Are you coming in on the seventh ray, the power to co-create, the ray of magic, the violet ray? Are you coming in on the ninth ray, ascending? Have you come here to assist in ascension? Are you coming in the 10th ray of humanity and the 11th ray of the hierarchy of the all that is? You can ask from this place what color emanation is needed. What color emanation is supporting you now? Can begin to notice that you have all the rays within you, all the rainbows of light, and you're stepping on that rainbow bridge. You are now being transported into upper energy levels, upper centers that you're now living through your life. You're giving yourself permission to live through this higher consciousness, this extended consciousness of love, light, and wisdom. We are all so divinely guided, and we are all needed and necessary. Each and every one of us is a prism within the collective gem. Each color, each ray is needed. Each combination, each signature frequency is needed at this time. And the message is to remember that you have what it takes for the transition that you're in, for the shift that you're in, individually and collectively, or you would not be hearing these words. You would not be feeling the subtle energy that is carrying the vibration that is necessary. And so you have the clear vision. You are now speaking your truth and living your truth. You hear your truth to speak and live your truth. And you now can feel the love of God through you as your life path. Hello? Love and devotion. Devotion and light. We surely are living through amazing times right now, and we're so gifted to be able to connect with everyone. Earth to Apollo.
Yes, I can. It's kind of breaking up. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, you're on a cell phone. You're on your cell phone today.
Yeah.
Okay.
The little box.
The little box. So much love and light.
Yeah. It's absolutely amazing times, and it always is, I find, having everyone, you know, there was that, I don't remember the author, but she interviewed, I believe, 8 children from the Holocaust times, and they ranked the ages of 5 to 18. And when she was interviewing the 18-year-old, she got a very interesting story about how the 18-year-old experienced these times. And she went all the way down, and to make a long story longer, she got to the 5-year-old, and she said, "And what about you? What was your experience during these times? How did you?" He said, "Well, I remember going underground and being held by my mother, her singing lullabies to me, and it was so wonderful, so lovely." And to have that complete pendulum, to have the older person experiencing the horrors, the terrors, and to have the youngest one experiencing the love and the light and the warmth, says it's all there. It's always all there. And it's just amazing to have that knowledge that we are.
We are that. We're that which we seek.
Yeah.
And Paulo, can you go into a bit of this golden spiral that we've been using?
Being that my last name is of gold, I'll try. I've been living with that one a long time. The golden spiral. I mean, even if you listen to that, it sounds like it's a Disney production. And now, the golden spiral. Well, it emanates a feeling of awe, doesn't it? It emanates a feeling of vastness and places inside of us of wonder and childlike and innocence. But the golden spiral emanates in the center of all, and it emanates in a place of the gold ray. Gold ray being that place of the not wanting. The not. And so coming from the place of gold and adding a spiral, adding that you are on the path of moving through the space of gold. And you are emanating and you are moving from that golden light, that emanation that I come to you not wanting. I come to you. And that is a beautiful energy. So that energy is in the Nautilus. It's mirrored in many places in our universe. Being on the island of Hawaii, it emanates into a mirror into this tiny structure of the sand dollar. I looked in the sand dollar, and inside the sand dollar was the spiral. And when I held it up to the light, it was the golden spiral. It's right here for every one of us to know this energy, the energy that we come to each other not wanting, not needing. And it's beautiful. That is energy of really coming together. So if that kind of clarifies that energy.
Yes, it does.
That's a very powerful place. We look into history. We always look into what media, as I say, our thoughts and what we're bombarded with. And it usually comes with the energy of wanting something. They want your attention. They want your intention. They want everything they can possibly want. They will want. And there is an interesting thing that there is a class that long ago I recall that was someone had told me that in Canada, they were teaching their children how to learn about the media, how to interpret it. And it's very important to come to yourself, even to yourself, come with that golden spiral of saying, well, you know, I don't want anything from me. I'm fine. I don't. I'm really, you know, I'm like the place of where is enough? Well, we are enough. We are more than enough.
Yeah.
This is the
that's
golden
so true.
Energy, golden energy.
That's,
yeah.
Wow, that we're enough. Boy, to live from that space in the fullness of who we are, amazing, amazing. So we're going to do a little bit of a shift here. So I just want to also let people know that we are speaking with Paulo D'Oro, and you can reach him at whatisyoursound.com. He does amazing, wonderful, transpersonal, transcendent healing work and alignment work, as well as readings. And if you want to connect with him, you can go to whatisyoursound.com. I put that in the chat, but I want people to know that on an auditory level that are listening. And we do have some callers calling, so we will be taking calls now and tuning in for you doing readings and further alignment. So the number is 347-539-5122. And caller 213-259, you're on the air. You're on Awakenings.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Jarvis.
Say that please again.
My name is Jarvis, J-A-R-V-I-S. Yes.
Hi, Jarvis. Hi.
Hello.
Okay, what's your question or comment?
I would like to know about my job issues, and will I be able to find a job anytime soon, or?
Okay.
Hi, Jarvis. This is Paula.
Hello.
Hello. Your job issues, how you're putting it. There seems to be a, in your voice, in your energy there, it's not, I would say, a place that sounds joyous.
Hey,
right?
Gee.
Yeah.
So therefore, first of all, whether you receive a job or not, I believe you need to change and start to shift in that energy level of the approach of whether you receive a job or not. And I'm going to share with you something very powerful. And Jarvis, you're at a time in your life where all things are possible for you. And so realize this. Realize you have so much more opportunity. And I don't want to sound cliche, but it's almost like a Taco Bell commercial. You need to start thinking outside the box of Jarvis, okay? You need to start thinking, well, what is you've been told about Jarvis from others? It may not be in alignment with what you think you are and who you are, Jarvis. Jarvis, you're much more than you think, and you are much more than you even know, okay? And putting it into place of returnment, of getting a return for your energy, that's a whole other type of energy thought pattern. And you can probably fill this in better than anyone, but if you go into the place that Jarvis has that passion, and if you wake up and really want to do something, Jarvis, that's where it will bring you financial, it will bring you the happiness, it will align you to an energy of joy, openness, love. It will open the spiral for you. It will not be going toward the center, toward your thoughts, toward your information about what is a job, how do I survive. That type of thought pattern is spiraling you down into other thought patterns. Okay?
I see.
So you need to start releasing that energy. letting poke at it, push at it, look in it, and say, okay, what is it that's got me really disturbed? Why am I really focusing on worrying about what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to be on this earth? Because Jarvis, your gifts lie on a bigger vision. Your gifts are felt by who you are. People feel you and are felt from you, and you need to know how that will apply to you, how you can build with that, and how you can work with being who you are in such a strong way and burst through these ideas of what my job will be, will I get it soon. Burst through those. Do the due diligence. Do what you have to do on earth to keep you in that frame of mind, you see. So if you need to do, see, so you're sweeping a floor, or you know, I'm an old showbiz kid, and you know, there's an old joke where the guy, he's in actually Circus Story, and he says, well, what is your job? He says, well, I sweep, you know, I take up after elephants, and all the people say, oh yeah, right, you know, now you're cleaning elephant shit, excuse my euphemism, but he says, yeah, and it's really rough, you know, and he's describing his job, and the guy says, finally, he says, well, if you really hate it that much, why are you still there? He says, what, and give up the circus? So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter. Jarvis, I hear in your voice sensitivity, heartfelt warmth, such a big love. You have such a big heart of love. Jarvis, just share that with everyone. It'll start reverberating, and believe me, that will free us of binds.
And Jarvis, I want to ask too, what was with you with music?
Actually, I mean, I used to sing, but
yeah, but that's what it. I feel your music. You need to go back to your music.
I see.
Yeah, and also you could put, you know, your music. I don't know, for some reason I feel like a compilation or compilation CD or something where you get your music out to people to, some of it I feel is very uplifting, some of it I feel is very, like a compilation, like how people want to feel, whatever mood they're in. You need to work with moods, you know, like vibes. Like whatever vibe someone's in, you could do whole CDs that are different vibes or moods instead of like a little bit of everything on one CD. So people put it in if they want to be kind of contemplative, you know, meditative, or they're thinking of, you know, issues like, you know, awareness issues or becoming more conscious, more aware. Or maybe it's just, it's something that's very, like Paulo's saying, heartfelt and centered and just more kind of about love or relationship, or maybe one's about, you know, the sounds of nature. But definitely go in that and work with C. I feel you need to do a lot of toning and go back to your sound to connect into your, to hear your truth, speak your truth, and live it. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Let that voice go.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bless you.
Bye, Jarvis.
Let the voice, let the voice go. Sing your song.
Yeah.
I'll catch you. Don't be trying to hide those gifts and talents. I can see them. Jarvis has a talent of singing and uplifting people, writing music and putting compilation CDs. Don't try to hide. We can see you.
And subtle energies that were lovely in his voice. Just subtle energies.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful.
Well, interesting. I'm not able to. Okay, other people, I'm trying to click to get you online, and it's not clicking. Nothing's.
Oh, no, not that again. The non-clicking
part. But it's the unclicking. I'm clicking. Oh, here we go. Yeah, whoop, there it went. Come back. 340-514, you're on Awakening.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? This is Trista.
This is?
Trista.
Oh, hey, Trista. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Beautiful.
Wonderful.
Show.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Meet Paulo. Thank you very, very much.
Hi, Trista.
Hi, Paula. Every time you laugh, you remind me of my brother. You both had this laugh that just contagious.
I love it. I know it. I have this bizarre,
crazy
laugh, isn't it? Oh, boy.
No, I love it. I mean, people say that to me, too, when I get on the roll of laughing, and they're like, oh, and when I start laughing, people just start laughing with me. So I just love it.
Well, that's one of the most powerful tools is laughter, I find.
It is.
I mean, it breaks all the boundaries. It just brings us right there, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I mean, we just laugh for no reason. It's contagious.
After yoga.
So we should just have a class in laughing. Just
laying. Oh, yeah. No, speaking of that, the Chinese have these little groups. You ever get to see them? I don't know. There might be a group around you. But I came across one day. I was going toward the beach, and there was a group of people, like, standing in a square, and they were just laughing hysterically. And I just went up there and thought, oh, and I just walked right in and started laughing with them. And so then they issued something else about, okay, now we're done. And I wasn't done. I was still laughing. And the guy looked at me and goes, no, we're done. And I go, why not? And I was on the floor because they had all stopped. And I was laughing so hard I couldn't stop. You know what I mean?
And what's funny about it, this is the majority of me and my brother's conversation. We just get up and we just laugh. And we just continuously laugh. Like, it's just, wow, you make me homesick. I'm homesick.
Laughter, oh, I tell you, it's so interesting. On another level, the immediacy, sometimes you'll be walking, you get the odoriferous, you get a smell that reminds you of a place. But with you and your brother, you know, you both have that camaraderie to share all of that knowledge you've gone through each other's lives with. So that laughter is that big release for both of you, you know?
Right.
That, oh, you know, no matter what goes down, bro.
Yeah.
It ain't going to break us. It isn't going to break you. It isn't going to break you. Laughter
it
and humor, it isn't going to break you. Come on, honey. Bring
healing.
It on,
it's
boy.
Healing.
Bring your stuff on. Yeah, it's
exactly.
Healing. It is. You know, I did it once at a yoga place, another place where I kind of farted in church. And the guy, they called me evil. They asked me to leave. And I said, what? Because I'm laughing. And I thought, wow, you guys really need some laughter here, and that's
exactly.
Why I came. If you called it in, I came, and now you're yelling at me. Okay.
Oh man.
Thank you for calling in. That was lovely. That's lovely.
Thank you. Oh well, I just had one little quickie question. What rate? Because Michelle, I heard you saying what rate that we're, you know, that we came in on.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
What came up for you when we were in the journey work? What came up for you?
Well, the first thing when he was talking about colors, and it was like I was bouncing between violet and blue, you know, just bouncing between those two colors, and.
So that's going to be the sixth ray and the seventh ray.
Okay.
So that's going to have to do with the sixth ray is a lot with intention. It's a lot with willpower, you know, getting that sixth chakra, getting that clear vision that we're talking about. Third eye, so you may want to play around with intuitive work, in a humorous way, or I would even start, you know, little cosmic funnies that you see, little inspirational quotes, you would be, you know, great at that. And the seventh, again, drawing in that spiritual energy, you have a very strong spiritual connection, seeing spirit or spirituality in everything. So that's in the fabric of your being. That's in how you live. That is you. It also has to do a lot with knowledge, liking to know things. Reading, you know, it's the explorer, the adventurer of knowledge. It's the seeking and finding. So those two coupled together are part of the gifts, the predominance of the gifts that you've brought in this lifetime.
Because I noticed lately when you were talking about, as you know, the as everybody's starting to awaken and your gifts are starting to come through, I've noticed I'm starting to get very intuitive with people. Like my son will be on the phone and something comes over me and I know who's on the phone with him and you know, I'm like, wow, how did I do that?
That's that sixth ray. That's that sixth chakra. That's that intuitiveness, telepathy, and everyone's getting a boost of that anyway, but you naturally have that, so you're just coming back into that. I got to scoot you off because we've got four more callers and we've got 1:30, but I'm so glad you called in and thanks for that.
And I enjoyed the
laughter yoga. I did too. The yoga.
We're going to start it again.
Laughter yoga.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paula. You have a blessed day.
Oh,
bless
you too.
All right.
Thank you. Go. Hello, 310-480, you're on Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Paula. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you. I was leaving in my car, and I just had to find a place to pull over and just enjoy your journeying work and just soak in all the transmissions of what you guys have been allowing to go out to us. It's just magnificent. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Question. Just, I can feel it, Lynn. Come on.
Yeah.
You're nowhere to run. We can see you.
Okay, so if you can see me, just tell me. No, just still continuing to try to get a handle on what I am to bring forth in the world and sort of what the
Paula,
form
what
of things.
Lynn.
She's very
Therefore, that's it. I'm hearing right there. Get out of the way, Lynn. how you're putting it is what I'm supposed to come forth. You are coming forth, but when you're coming forth, you're meeting you. And I think you just need to step outside of that, step away from that, and just go forth.
Do it, in other words.
Yeah. You really? Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes. Again.
But you're such a big energy, honey. You know, you're all over the place, and everywhere you go, you run into yourself. And I know that one really well. So what I keep doing is going, okay, and I put myself aside and I just walk around me. And so therefore, you're allowing yourself to not be defined by who you think you are.
Yeah.
Because we all have this definition. We all are information. You know, I've done many years of what they call healing work and administering assistance and guiding. And people would come in and they'd have a full volume of what they were from their doctors. Oh, I have this and I have that and I have this. And I go, well, okay, now would you please leave my office and please come back without your files. I don't, you know your files really well. You know who you are. You know, I mean, to put know thyself. I mean, that's in the big book, right? Well, we know who we are, okay? There are always room for improvement, and there's always room for editing and all of that. But if we have that knowledge that we know who we are, then we know who we aren't. And that's more important to me, to know what I am not. What is this Paulo, you know, we're talking about transition, we're talking about energy moving through. Well, you know, I'm just this little bodysuit and I'm moving through, but that has nothing to do with what I am or who I am. Same for you. You have this energy that expands about, well, I'd say people know you're coming into a room even before you do, Lynn. You already arrive at a meeting before you're even there. In fact, a lot of your life, you don't even lead their life. That's how powerful your energy is. Once you focus and put your intention on something, you've done it. You've already done a lot of the work. You've done that work. So then you come back and you go, well, what am I supposed to do? You see, and the bodysuit self says, well, I don't know, because the work is done. The intention is done. I see you as a seedling. I see you as bringing in these ideas and movements of energy. I bring everywhere you go seems to be a transition, and you're part of that, whether you know it or not.
You know, it's funny because I have had the feeling of planting seeds, sort of sprinkling seeds wherever I go, and then I go off to something else. It's not for me to hang around and grow the plant. You know, I'm already off doing something else.
Well, it's almost like, okay. You know, okay, here I am, and the hat is on me, and I'm a healer. And so, and then I thought, you know, it's like the one-hand clamping. Okay, if I'm a healer, then somebody's got to come in and say, I need healing. And I thought, well, that's nice, but I like the concept of healing, but do I like it that much that I want to have that hat constantly on me?
Right.
No, your energy says to me, your energy says to me, I have ideas. They come to me quickly. I am a fast moving person. I move through this world fastly. I see things. I see the organizations of things. I bring such wisdom in my movement. And that's your gift. You're like a racehorse on the earth. You just kind of move through with people. You know, talk to a photographer of horses. They say they're the most horrible thing to photograph because they never stand still. They never do. So you're a racehorse, Lynn. Among other things.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how would that externally manifest? We'll just go into that a little, and then we have another caller. But how could that look like in a doing this or a career or a, manifest
well,
in a
big,
role?
That's big. In many, listen, there are what they call I knew a woman who was an OD of an operational development, and what she did, most of the things she did was consult a corporation, clients on many levels from all grades, how to keep their ideas, how to work with their ideas, and not be attached to the outcome. That it's their ball game. I'm just enforcing you this information to make it strong, to make your intention manifest. I think that's your power, Lynn. Do you see that as a viable?
I'm not sure how it could look, but I've had this sense of sort of joining in consciousness with different people or groups to help bring into manifestation, you know, programs or ideas or things.
That's the part of the piece of the pie that brings that connection. That's what you bring. You hold the space to bring these things. You plant the seed. Planting of a seed doesn't necessarily mean you have to stay around and water it.
Yeah.
You see, you have to allow the earth to water it. You do the planting. That's a very powerful energy. Very powerful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for these confirmations, really, on different things. And just for the joy and the love that we're just sharing and multiplying here today. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Lynn. Thanks for you. Thanks for you being you and sharing you.
Yeah.
Likewise. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Lots of love. Hello, 401-632. You're on Awakening.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, Paulo. It's Adanya. How are you both?
Hey, Adanya. How are you doing?
Oh, just groovous, just groovous. I woke up this morning. Can't complain.
That's right. Exactly.
I know it's morbid, but that's how I feel. I didn't die in my sleep. I got to be happy.
That's right. You woke up in your body, all in body, all parts working, all parts in body.
Exactly. Everything's functioning. I'm good. Thank you, God. I'll move on.
Well, interesting. The obituaries today, huh?
Yeah, I'll say that for another time. Well, this has been really fantastic, and I know time is of the essence. During the meditation, what was interesting is I know everybody was talking about a spiral, but for some reason that's what I saw, but I called it a vortex. But anyway, the colors that I saw were fuchsia, but on the outer edge, like where it was coming in, like coming down from my higher self, the outer edge was like this beautiful, almost like an emerald, but not quite. It was like a little, it was a very interesting color. And I told myself, don't focus too much on the color because I didn't want to lose it. So I have no clue what rays those are. I'm working on, obviously, connecting with my higher self, so I'm completely clueless. And Michelle has been very kind with telling me what I should be doing, but I'm curious as to a few things. What did those colors mean? Because also during the meditation, I saw the treble clef, which is that musical, really pretty sign that you see on sheet music. I saw that, and I thought, okay, that's really interesting. And then I was curious, well, what's missing or what was I being told? Because I have a tendency to let the energy vampires suck out what they will in my life, and then I take on their energy. And I have a tendency to have arguments in my head that don't even happen. So I need to know, what is it that my higher self is telling me to do? You know, I probably should step out of myself and stare at me for a while. I'm thinking that needs to happen. I don't know. I'm not at a standstill, but I know that there's a lot going on, and I'm trying to focus so much on what's coming my way.
I got to interrupt you because it's like coming through.
Can I say one little thing before it starts?
Yes.
I think, and I'm not really clear about the name. What is your name?
Adanya.
Adanya, I would put you on HBO right now. You're a one-woman show. You're so, yeah. I just enjoyed it. I would have paid a ticket right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Paula.
That was very good. No, you are. You are Adanya. Come on. Who could be Adanya? You got the one name already. I mean, there's only Cher's and Madonna's. Now there's Adanya. Thank you.
Sweet. I'm in good company. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, one of the things, let me just jump in. One of the things that, one of the reasons that you kind of get in these mergey relationships is because that little fuchsia is part of the magenta, ray, which is a higher or more expanded octave of the, I come in with a lot of magenta ray. In fact, my whole ray is magenta. So it's the upper octave of love. It's universal love. It's love of self, acceptance and love of self, acceptance and love of others. It's humanity. It's cosmos. It's the agape love. It's all-encompassing love. It is the love that we are, actually. Mm-hmm. So there's a part of you that remembers that and starts merging, you know, merging with people. And so they, which is okay, but now we're in a little, this dimension here, third, fourth, fifth dimension here. We're still in people suits, and people have stuff and issues and, you know, different levels of awareness and being on this dimension. So what trips you up is you start, you kind of, your energy kind of merges and envelops them, and you're the good listener, and you're there, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're wearing their trips. You're, everything's on you. They've dumped on you, or they, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that, yeah, that violet ray is coming in. Yes, it is connecting with the higher, your higher self. But there's the violet and the emerald are about balancing. That emerald ray is about your own self-healing, your own balance, and saying balance, balance. And what I would say that needs to be integrated is the indigo, so that you're getting clear vision.
Okay.
The violet ray is also bringing in spiritual discernment. It's bringing in the energies of the higher self that is showing you where people can show you where people really are, not where you want them to be, think they should be, or where they say they are, or where they hope to be. So in other words, if you really, it's teaching you to connect with people, merge and feel the love, but also have the boundaries, have the spiritual discernment. So if you meet someone and you've been sharing and open and they've never even asked you, how are you doing today? You go, ooh, okay. Okay. I better know that this person is going through something or they're in this state. And I can't expect to get back in this same way what I'm giving to them. So the love is real. The love is the real deal. The connecting is the real deal, but you've got to bring in that spiritual discernment.
Okay.
And like
that makes
Paulo
complete
said,
sense.
Emerald, you're a gem.
No,
a gem
you are.
To yourself.
And also, Adanya, you need to hire a big bouncer so that the vampires are not allowed in. Really.
Well, I have a tendency to be a little intimidating myself. That's the interesting
thing.
Well,
see, you can't watch the door and be on the stage, you see.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So what you're talking about is the discernment. I would hire that bouncer inside you, that place inside you that already knows, hey, this isn't it. This is not it. You know, hey, I've heard the story. You're talking to, crazy as I am, I had the once wonderful opportunity to be the guardian for the Dalai Lama, okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that doesn't come across like, you know, every day. But it happened, and I thought, okay, well, I look the part. Okay, so I did this. I thought, okay, I'll do it. And this guy came up, and he said, you know, I'm from the royal family of England, and I get to see the Dalai Lama. And I said, oh, well, that's a nice story. Thank you very much. And so he says, I said, but you're not letting me in? I said, no. I said, that was a nice story, and thank you very much. And so he left, and he left in a huff and all this. And the guy came back later, and he had brought out a folded out picture of Life magazine where he was in the royal family. And I thought, you know, Photoshop wasn't created then, but I thought, well, this still could have been done. You know, I thought, that's nice. You got props now for your story. He said, you're still not letting me? I said, no. I said, I'm the doorman. I'm the bouncer. I'm just enjoying this. And so many people came, you know, who doesn't want to see the Dalai Lama, right? So I had all kind of different type of people show up, and I kept sitting. And all these people had their mouths open around me, the other part of the staff, and they were going, Apollo, I mean, how can you shy away everybody? I said, I know, I'm just experiencing that part of the bouncer right now. Just have patience with me. I'll get to the other part. And so they all just were, oh, God, I don't know what. We got to get him out of here, you know. Get this guy out of here. He's not. No. And all I heard was way in back was the Dalai Lama giggling. He kept giggling. The more I turned people, he was giggling. His little people around him were just laughing. They all started laughing and back at him. And it was it just became so funny that he was supposed to be gone for a talk for the Universal Churches of the World, or the Parliament of Religions, or some kind of big old thing on it. And he almost missed his entrance. He was
so, I heard he's got the cutest laugh, though.
Oh, he does.
Yeah,
little child with his Tinker Toys, I always think of when he left. He goes,
guys, 49
really...
seconds.
Oh, well, I'll let you go. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank
Thanks,
you.
Adanya. Does that resonate?
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Oh, that was great. I just tweeted out your Maui Twixta. You can follow Paul on Twitter also. Yeah. And of course, follow me. Come say hi to me at Awakenings Tweet.
Yeah.
Come say hi to Maui.
Please take the opportunity to come to What Is Your Sound, and it is just breathing and expressing your sound and sending it to me, and I'm going to put this little kind of thing together and see how it can be out in the universe so we can all consciously, through our tone, bring about some type of movement.
That's it, moving through sound.
Yeah.
All right, once again, Paulo, it was wonderful to have you back on Awakening.
Oh,
your home here. And wonderful to connect with all of you, people that have been holding up the sacred space of empowerment, holding the space for awakenings, and new people too, new listeners, new people in the chat, and new people listening in the archives as well on iTunes. I've gotten some wonderful emails from you, Beth is one, and the others, you know who you are. It's great to connect with all of you. And always, you are dear in my heart. So until next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and keep awake. Awakenings airs every Wednesday and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. For more information, you can email info@selfandlight.com. Come connect with us on Facebook at Awakening Radio fan page, and you can follow me and I'll follow you at Awakening Tweet.